How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hi, I'm Amy L. Adler, Executive Resume Writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts, and you're listening to your Job Search Coach podcast. Thematically, lately, I've been podcasting a lot about slowing down your job search, not starting with your executive resume, doing the strategizing and thinking up front that makes sense. In fact, quite recently, I podcasted about the 80-20 rule in your job search and why it's better to spend more time thinking than acting. I'm going to talk about that theme again today and what it means to take the long way around to shorten your job search. I know that sounds completely paradoxical that you want a job yesterday because if you're working and you decided you need a new job, then you want to make that transition as quickly as possible. And if you don't happen to be working at the moment, then you probably want to start tomorrow. But I will promise you that taking the long way around, doing the hard work, even though it doesn't feel like you're going very far very fast, is going to be much better than simply throwing things out in a scattershot approach. So if you believe you need a new resume right away to turn your job search around, you might be right. You might need a new resume to start getting interviews, but will this resume, this theoretical resume that you're going to throw together in 5 minutes, get you the right interviews? If you've never explored your deep motivations for seeking a particular job function, job level, industry, company size, and more, you might get interviews. I hope you do. That's the idea. But they might be the wrong interviews for you, for the wrong roles. So all the right things for the wrong reasons and the wrong outcome, and no long-term prospects that will make you happy. So taking the longer, more exploratory path to job search strategy might actually improve your chances for getting the right job, as opposed to just any job. So the right job. Think about getting the right one, not just anything that shows up. I guess you could make the argument, though, that sometimes a bridge job that just pays the bills is a good idea, or working at the 7-Eleven is a good idea just to pay the bills. But if you're thinking for the long game, think about the right roles, not just any role. So at the outset, you might be thinking that taking a step or two back to strategize about what the right job or industry is for you feels like going miles out of your way. And you just want to throw something out there and get your job search off the ground, get your new job as quickly as possible. So let's dissect this plan a little bit. First, you build a resume that is necessarily very general because you're not really thinking about your goals, or potentially, worst case scenario, built on your most recent role or one of your most recent roles, which are jobs you never want to have again anyway. So either one of these strategies would result in probably a pretty readable resume. It might be visually appealing and it might have great keywords. But let's say you use this resume and you start applying for jobs, and somewhere between the completion of your resume and the fact that you're not getting the right job interviews, you realize that your resume is targeted to a position you would never take. You're blaming your resume because that's what's getting you the interviews, but really it's your strategy that's at issue. Now let's look at this a different way. Let's say you know you need a new resume, as most executive job seekers do, but you want to start by taking a hard look at the work you've done, the professional goals you have for yourself, your network, your industry knowledge, and so on. You engage in an exploration, maybe over weeks, maybe over months, to learn what the market or industry has to offer, and then you craft your resume in response to these professional and environmental cues. You've been learning about potential positions and companies along the way, so when it comes time to apply for roles, you're clearly the perfect fit, and the roles you have applied to are perfect fits for you. So you're imagining what your future hiring executive needs, what their environment is, what their expectations are, and now you're speaking to those specifically. This scenario can take place only when you're willing to take what seems to be the longer path. In practice, you're putting up a lot of effort up front, essentially measuring twice and cutting once. As a job search strategy, this process will help you connect your needs with those of the employment marketplace more efficiently and give you the greatest chances of success. Thanks for listening to Your Job Search podcast. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher and Overcast and lots of other places. If you want to reach me directly, Amy L. Adler, 801-810-5627. I would love to know what you are experiencing in your unique job search. Call me and let me know.